Good morning, once again. Really nice to see you guys. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Nicole Lewis. Some of you might know my mom, Joyce, who's over there. She's been my mom for 45 years now, my whole life. I was born and raised in Glide. That might surprise some of you. Jason Dunavant was one of my schoolmates, so he was an alibi to my existence in this community. But maybe something you guys don't know is that my mom and I started going to North Umpqua Bible Fellowship when it was just a brand new church plant at the Glide Community Building. And it's where both my mom and I came to faith. I was young. My mom, she was young too, but not like as young as I was. So I think the thing that I'm always so grateful for, I see many faces, the Watkins, Mark Long is here, Steve. I've been thinking about this a lot since I have been home, and maybe this is a plug for you guys to just, when you come to church on Sunday, think about the people who are around you and how you can be investing in them. I've been reflecting a lot on Ephesians 4, how within the body people have been called to different things, but the purpose of their calling, whether it was apostle or evangelist or shepherd or teacher, was for the building up of the body into maturity. So our role maybe on Sunday morning is, yes, to listen to the word of God, to then live out the word of God. But we have a special role that we play in each other's lives, which is to put Christ on display for one another and to invest well in each other. And the thing that I've been thinking about since I've been home, and I feel like, in particular, North Umpqua and Glide Baptist, is that you haven't just sent out a missionary, you actually raised one up when I was a kid. So there's so many of you guys who prayed for me, who taught me, who showed me what it was like to follow Jesus. And so I wasn't sent out just because by some miracle God did something and threw me out of Glide. I didn't want to be a missionary. I wasn't one of those kids at all. But the Lord did something in my life in college, like in Sarah's life as well, and he put me out there. But he put me out there because a lot of people along the way did a lot of things for me. And so when you come here on Sunday, you guys, you have kids that are here, you have one another. I don't know what God wants to do in and through you, in your community, with your neighbors, but I know he wants to do something. And part of what he wants to do starts with us just pouring our lives into one another and helping each other grow as believers in Jesus. So I've been working now for, not full-time, but 23 years for CRU, Campus Crusade for Christ. Got introduced to that ministry in college. Our former pastor here at North Umpqua, Ed Underwood, from the way back, took me out to lunch before I went to Oregon State and talked to me about dating, which was a little awkward. It wasn't. It was great. He gave me some good advice. I didn't follow it, but it was good. And I'm still single, so his advice probably should have followed. But he talked to me about dating, he talked to me about studying, and he said, hey, there's a ministry on your campus called Campus Crusade for Christ. They have some great Bible studies. You'll be able to find some good churches. I think you should get involved. And I thought, great, if Ed thinks that, I'm going to go. So that was my introduction to this ministry I'd never heard of. But ironically, actually, my mom has a Bible that an RA gave her from Campus Crusade for Christ when she was a college student that we've had at our house since I was a kid. You know, in God's kindness, he's kind of been using this crazy ministry for a long time in my life before I knew what it was. So I now work for them in England. In Europe, our ministry is called Agape. It's the same exact ministry, but just because after, it's like 1965 when Campus Crusade became a global organization, it realizes it went into different countries, probably changing the name was to their benefit in different places, because Campus Crusade for Christ does not translate well all over the world. So we're called Agape, which is the name for God's unconditional love, Agape Europe, and I work for Agape UK, but specifically with the student ministry, and I've been doing that, again, for 23 years. I'm trying to think of my highlights before I run out of time. So I've been there 3 and a bit years. It's been great. London is a lot of fun. It's a really diverse city. It's a really alive city. Probably if you hate cities, you won't like it as much as I do. But it is a really fun and interesting place. And When Sarah was speaking, I was thinking a lot about London because there are, specifically in London, about 500,000 college students. So there are about 9 million people who live in London. 500,000 of those are college students. And about 130,000 of those are international students living in the UK. So the opportunity is just incredible and great in London. And one of the things I wanted to share with you guys, I guess by way of prayer, and then I'll tell you what I actually do, would just be pray for London. You know, it's different doing college ministry at Oregon State to move to a city of 9 million people with 500,000 college students with 40 campuses spread across a city with a team of 7 people trying to figure out, okay, how are we gonna get the gospel to all these places? Now, obviously, we are not gonna do it alone. And we might not even get to all 40 of those campuses. And there are a lot of other ministries and churches in the city who are also engaging, so we know we don't have to do everything. But still, our heart is that when a student rocks up on a university campus, by the time they graduate university, they will have had at least one opportunity to hear and respond to the gospel. In those 3 years, we only have 3 years with them to do that. And so I would just love your guys' continued prayer for our staff in London. One thing I'm so proud of, our team leader this year, Ollie, has really gone after how do we partner well with the local church. We have an area in the city that we work in a lot with students because there are about 5 campuses in this one, like, half-mile radius. And there's a church right in the middle of that area. And so he met the pastor. We started sending our summer mission teams there to be involved in community. And this fall, they've actually invited us in to do training with our students on how to share their faith, which for us is huge. Because our goal is not to become the biggest student ministry in London. If God wants that, that'd be great, but that's not our goal. Our goal is that Christians would be mobilized, just like Sarah and Josh, to go to their campus and be light and life to the people around them. That's what we want to see happen. And so Ollie's just really gone after trying to find local churches who have a heart for college students and say, how can we help serve you? You have a heart for college students, you have a vision for the university campus. What do we have that can serve you to fulfill that vision? We're not asking you to send our students to be part of Agape. We would rather just send your students out to the campus to talk about Jesus, and we can help you do that. So it's been really fun, but please pray for us. One of the things that my mom was talking to me about is that London is actually quite a hard place to get people to come to. We seem to have no problem with people who aren't British coming there. That's not as hard. But British people don't necessarily want to come to London. And we've actually found this to be true in all of Europe, that capital cities are very hard to get nationals to move to. So Paris, people don't really want to move to Paris if they're French. Berlin, Germans don't really want to move to Berlin if they're German. The capital cities are very hard to find nationals to want to move to. They're more expensive. They're a little more crowded. If students have studied in the cities, they're more willing to go. But it's really actually quite difficult. And I know a number of other organizations in London now who have the same problem. They want to see their ministries take off, but they have a hard time getting Brits in particular to move to London to want to do ministry there. So we would appreciate your prayer for that, because that is a significant need that we have for more British staff in London. We'd love to see that happen. But my role, I am on campus a couple days a week. I have a few girls that I meet up with to disciple, which is a lot of fun. I have one student I meet with. She's leaving this year, so I'm very sad about that. But she just loves the Lord and wants to see her classmates know Jesus, and she takes steps of faith. And, you know, this fall I said, hey, why don't you ask some people in your course, because I'm guessing you know some other Christians, why don't you guys get together and start praying for your classmates? And she was like, oh, I never thought of that. And I'm like, yeah, I thought you would have, but yeah, that makes me look like a genius, so cool. But it's been really fun. They're meeting up for a Bible study and encouraging each other and just like taking steps, but in community. And it's just been really fun. Like, she's very teachable. She's the kind of student I really like. And that's been a lot of fun. But I my official role is Associate Student Director, so I help to lead the whole ministry for the UK, the student ministry, which is in London, Cambridge, Oxford, Birmingham, Newcastle, Belfast, and then we have a new student movement, which is fully student-led in, oh gosh, why am I blanking on this place now? Craig? Northampton, thank you, okay. So we have student ministries in these places, and it's been fun. We've kind of been in a relaunch phase for the past couple years. Okay, speed it up. And like God's doing some great things. I will tell you, it's been really fun. Our student-led movement was started by a student who showed up on our campus and went to the chaplaincy and said, are there any Christian groups that are sharing their faith on campus? And he said, sadly, there aren't. And that day, an advertisement that we put up on Facebook popped up on our page. And she came and found us, and we said, hey, we want to start something on your campus. We want to help students share their faith. And she was like, I'm in. She led 5 students to Christ last year, just by our only student on this campus. So we sent our interns to help her this fall, and they found 20 students, 2 new student leaders that said we'd be willing to help lead this movement with her. So God's doing some cool things. Please keep praying for that. I think I'll ask for these for prayer points. I feel like my biggest challenge in this season, where I would love prayer firstly, is just stepping out in faith and out of my comfort zone. I kind of feel like that's been a theme for me. There have been a lot of opportunities that I've had kind of to go outside of student work, which is very terrifying to me because it's what I know, but it's what I'm very comfortable with. And I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I think God's like, hey, that's great that you're comfortable here. It's time to make you just a little uncomfortable for a while, because I have something new, and that's hard. You know, I'm a seasoned vet, but I don't like to be uncomfortable. I like to kind of do my thing. But I feel like God's really pushing me in that. So I think for the new year, I'd love prayer that I continue to trust him, even when I don't want to be uncomfortable. Pray this week. There's a conference happening in Germany. 3,000 college students are in Germany. It's a conference put on by IFES, which is what InterVarsity is connected to, Crew, Navigators, the Evangelical Alliance. 3,000 students from around Europe are being challenged to just see Europe revived for Jesus. So please be praying for them. That's huge praise. Our student conference is coming up in February. Pray for that. Love to see a lot of students join us. And then I think one of my prayers for our students and staff this year is that every key student leader and every one of our staff and interns would see a student come to faith this year. I think there's nothing that puts more fire in the soul than watching someone walk into the kingdom. And I just want to see the Lord do that for them. But even if he doesn't, that's okay. One of the things that Sarah and Josh said that really encouraged me was, I think sometimes we want to drop kick everyone into the kingdom, and if we don't do that, we feel like we failed. But sometimes just moving someone from hostile to curious is a huge step. So even if the Lord could do that, to bring people who are just like, don't want anything to do with the church, I don't want anything to do with God, from that to I'm curious now, would be incredibly significant. I think that was actually all I wanted to say. Pray for our global teams. They're going out again this year. This summer we have a team going to St. Petersburg, Russia. A student team going in the spring to Malta, and I'm going back again to Moria refugee camp for maybe 2 weeks this time with a group of students. Please pray for that trip. It's a different kind of mission trip because we have Christians and non-Christians who go on that, and it's purposely set up that way. It's a great opportunity, especially for the students who come who don't know Jesus, just to kind of experience him through the team and in the camp. So that's all I want to say. Also, thank you for your Christmas cards. I want to mention that as well. All of you, thank you for the ones you sent me last year. Thank you for the ones you gave me this year as well. It is sweet to get those. So thanks, you guys. That's all.
Thanks so much, Nicole. Now she'll go talk to the kids for a few minutes. Remember, there's a free lunch available in the great room. And you can hear much more from Nicole and from Josh and Sarah there. I hope that you've been provoked to think of some good questions to ask them, because that's a big part of that time, is an opportunity for you to ask questions that go down to a deeper level in terms of, you know, what you're thinking or what you're feeling concerning missions and these guys' lives and ministries. So be thinking of that before you arrive over there if you can. So I'm just going to close the service in prayer right now, and then we'll see you over there. Thank you. Lord God, thank you so much that you've allowed Josh and Sarah and Nicole to be here all at the same time. Thank you for giving them travel mercies and getting here. Thank you for the opportunity that we've had this morning to hear a little bit of what you're doing in their lives and through them in the lives of others. We pray, Lord, for your great blessing on both of them and their ministries, and pray that as they return to their places of ministry in Europe and in San Diego, that you will give them travel mercies as well again. And we ask that in all the contacts they have, in the remaining time they have here, that the relationships will be sweet and a blessing in all directions. Thank you, Lord, again for this time. In Jesus' name, amen.